感谢神的恩典，今天又让我们能够来到他家中来一起敬拜。
Thank God for His grace. We're here once again in His house to worship Him.
今天早上我要跟大家一起来思考一个题目。
This morning I want to think about a topic with all of you.
就是死的问题。
It's the problem of death.
先让我举一些统计的数字。
First, I'm going to give you some statistics numbers.
按照一些统计的数字，说每一年整个人类有6000万的人死去。
Every year, we have about 640,000 people die.
平均来说，每一秒钟有2个人离开这个人世。
Almost every second, 2 people will be dead.
如果今天早上我讲到用45分钟的话。
If I use 45 minutes to preach my sermon this morning.
从现在开始到我结束的时候，一共会有5400个人离开这个世界。
From now on to the end of my sermon, 5,400 people will be dead.
死亡对于人来说是没有办法逃避的一件事情。
To men, we cannot escape death.
但是一般人对于死的反应是怎么样呢？
What is our reaction to death?
一般来说都想在那边逃避或者避讳不谈。
Usually we neglect to talk about it or we try to escape it.
我们看见中国人特别对死很敏感。
Especially Chinese are very sensitive towards death.
过年的时候不能够谈死。
When it's a new year, they try not to talk about death.
有喜事的时候不要讲到那个死的字。
When they have something to celebrate, usually they don't talk about the word death.
我们来尝试了解一下为什么会这样子怕呢？
Why are we afraid of death?
可能是因为在我们的文化，在我们对死亡的认识上面带来一些非常反面的而且一些痛苦的一些印象。
Maybe in our tradition, our cultural development that we have some painful memories of death.
所以我们怕死，所以我们不敢提到死。
Therefore we are afraid of death, we don't want to mention about death.
所以要非要提到死的时候，我们就用另外一些代名词。
So if we have to talk about death, we have other pronouns.
比如说某某人不在了。
We say, so and so is not here anymore.
那个人已经过去了。
So and so has passed away.
再文雅一点是某某人作古了。
Even more eloquent, someone is being ancient.
或者是通俗一点，我们说他翘辫子了。
Or he just conked out.
广东人有一个俗话。
And the Cantonese has a way to describe
it. 某某人离开人世死去了，他说他到金山去卖咸鸭蛋。
The Cantonese will say so and so died. He went to the Golden Mountain to sell the salty egg.
特别是在国内的时候，他们的金山就是我们现在所在的这个地方 ，San Francisco.
And usually they talk about the Golden Mountain as San Francisco, United States.
我们没有看见他们来这里卖咸鸭蛋。
I don't see anybody selling salty eggs here.
但是因为死的确是一件我们不太了解或者很害怕的一件事情。
And usually death is something that we do not understand and we are afraid of.
死通常带给我们一种阴森森
and usually, death is
漆黑黑阴森森的那种感觉
death is usually very dark, very dreadful
或者冷冰冰死沉沉的那个感觉
or very cold, very dark
可能我们中国的文化里面受了很多佛家的这些思想的影响
in Chinese culture, sometimes we're influenced because of Buddhist thinking
那么在佛家的思想里面谈到一个人死去以后呢他就要会有大头鬼了要来接他了
So in the Buddhist talking if a man died that one of the ghosts would come and receive him he happened to have a big head
要带他去经过鬼门关
And they would go across the gate of ghosts
那么鬼门关门口通常都有这些鬼猪在那边看门的
And usually they have ghost soldiers look around
这些鬼猪呢常常要什么呢要红包才能够让那些死人过境。
And usually they want to have some kind of money in a red bag.
有人说是黑钱，大概是出于那边，因为死亡是黑的，所以说要弄一点黑钱呢，能够过那个关。
And some people talk about they have to give them black money. Probably black is associated with that.
过了鬼门关呢，还要什么过奈何桥啊？无可奈何，不得不去的。
After the gates of the ghost, they have to cross a bridge.
然后过了那个桥以后呢，还要上去那个望乡台，因为最后还看一下故乡。
And usually they would stand on a high tower and look back at what they lived before.
然后还要见阎罗王，是很恐怖的一个。
And ultimately they would see the king of Nianruo.
然后王还要判那些来到他面前的人下十八层地狱。
And then the king would judge these people and go down to the 18th level of the hell.
然后这个佛家对地狱的描写是实在很恐怖。
And the Buddhists usually describe the hell as very dreadful.
还要上刀山哈。
They'll climb the mountain of swords.
要爬箭树。
And they'll have to climb the trees of swords.
还要落油锅。
And they'll be fried in a deep fryer.
哇，如果我们从小对死亡有这个联想的话，我们谈起死，我们真的很害怕。
If we were feeding our thoughts with these horrible thinking when we were young, and of course, we are very afraid of death.
所以有很多人对生死这件事情呢，就产生许多的焦虑的感觉。
So many people have a worry and desperation when they talk about death.
因此佛家的理论里面呢，谈到这个轮回的一个希望。
So therefore, in the ideas of a Buddhist thinking, they talk about reincarnation.
就是如果我们这一生能够修行的话，下一辈子我们可以享福了。
So if we suffered, if we do good deeds in this life, then next life will be better.
近代西方的他们哲学思想里面出了一派叫做存在主义。
And also the modern Western philosophers, they have a group called existentialism.
那他们怎么看死亡，看人的生命呢？
How do they look at a man's life?
他认为人生下来就是一个悲剧。
They feel that when the minute we're born, it's the starting of a tragedy.
因为注定要死去。
So the minute we were born, that we start to die.
所以我们没有办法解脱。
We cannot really solve this problem.
唯一的一个办法。
The only problem.
就是明明知道前面是一个悲剧。
We know that ahead of us would be tragedy.
但是我们能够存着一个悲壮的情怀，把这一段人生的道路给它走完。
But we must go through this our life.Even though we know tragedy is waiting for us.
另外，进化论对于人的生死又怎么看呢？
What does the evolutionist say about that?
他说生命的来源根本没有意义的。
So the source of life had no meaning.
也不知道是有一个真正的意义在后面。
And they don't know the true meaning behind it.
那么，所以人死呢，就是这些化学元素的分解。
So if we die, that's the end of our chemical reaction.
所以有人说，人死如灯灭，什么都没有了。
Just like a light will go out.
我们中国里面的孔老夫子他又怎么讲呢？
What did Confucius say?
我觉得孔老夫子是一个很诚实的。
I think Confucius was an honest man.
当子路问生死的时候，
When his student asked him about life and death,
他很诚实的说，他说，我既不知道生的意义，我也不知道死。
I don't know the meaning of life, I don't know the meaning of death.
他说未知生焉知死。
I don't know life. How do I know about death?
所以孔老夫子把希望寄托在我们人世我们存在的这一段生命里面。
So he put his hope in the period that we live in this world.
强调我们人跟人相处要相爱。
He emphasized when we live in this world, we must love each other.
死亡的确是一件不可了解的事情。
Death is one thing that we cannot understand.
我们有许多的焦虑。
We have a lot of worry.
我们有许多的害怕。
We have a lot of fears.
因为没有人从那一头回过来。
Because no one ever come back from death to tell us.
而且从人的对死亡的了解，那一头那边都是黑暗跟不可知的。
And usually the understanding we have is darkness and we don't know.
特别是在心理上面。
Especially in our psychological effect.
我们死亡带来一个感觉，一个观念是什么呢？是一个永远的隔绝。
And in our psychological side, that death seems to have a permanent separation.
那如果我现在很痛
，If I suffer a lot，
但是我知道明天就不痛的话呢
？But I know I won't suffer tomorrow.
我可以忍得住。
Yes, I can take it.
如果我要跟我所爱的一个人分开。
But if I have to be separate with the one I love.
但是一个礼拜以后我们可以再见面。
But a week later I can see him again.
这个分开就比较容易忍受。
Then we can accept the separation.
但是死亡通常带来一个是在时间的观念上面是永远的不再回来。
But the death usually in the time element element is like eternal.
所以如果那个痛是没有止境的痛下去，这个就没办法忍受。
So if the pain, there's no day that you can really have a hope, then sometimes you can't tolerate.
如果那个分开是永远的不再见面的话，那是很恐怖的。
And if the separation is eternal, then it's unbearable.
我记得我十二岁的时候。
When I was 12 years old.
我十二岁就离开家了。
I left the home when I was 12 years old.
我在香港那个时候是在那个难民的学校吊顶岭那边念书。
I was schooled in a refugee school in Hong Kong.
有一天晚上我在那边玩那个双杠。
And once I was on a parabar.
玩了好累，然后我躺在那个草地上面就看这个夜空的繁星。
And I was very exhausted, and I was lying down on the grass and look at this beautiful sky, the stars.
然后我在那边想。
And I was thinking.
哇。那么远
Oh, so far away.
我现在十二岁
I'm 12 years old.
十年以后二十二岁
10 years later, I'll be 22.
三十年以后我四十二岁
30 years, I'll be 42.
然后五十年八十年一百年
50, 80, 100 years.
Hey, 我要到哪里去呢
Hey, where I'm going?
突然间我好像发现自己在那边一直往外太空在那边飘一直飘飘过去
Just like I was floating there in the space.
然后越飘 越小越飘越小
And I became smaller and smaller
突然间我感觉到我自己失去了
And I felt that I lost myself
因为我知道有一天我永远不存在这个地上
But I know very clearly one day I
哇突然间那个死亡的恐惧好像排山倒海的巨浪这样子滚过来
So the terror of death overcame me
因为那个观念是一个永恒的观念
Because the concept was the eternal concept
是永远我不再回来了
Eternally, I would not.
就是在世界上面再找不到我邱清泰这个人。
In this world, no one can look for Peter Chu.
哎呀，我吓得，我心里面好害怕。我大声说，不可以。
Then I scream. I say, No, no, impossible.
差一点把其他的人都吓得跑过来看，以为发生什么事情。
And almost all the other people were afraid to see what happened to me.
死亡对一个人可以带来很大的影响。
Yes, death can bring a great reaction.
我们对死的看法可以决定我们这一辈子怎么活。
The way we look at death can decide how we live our life today.
那么一般的人对于死亡面对死亡的时候他的反应会是怎么样
Now what is the general reaction?
第一点我刚才一开始的时候就提过
First point I mentioned before
就是逃避
They did want to try to escape
他没有办法接受这件事
They cannot accept this
所以他不谈
So they don't talk about it
所以这些癌症病人的亲戚是相当痛苦的一件事情
so therefore the relatives and friends for these people who suffer of cancer
因为那个面对死亡的人他不敢面对的
because the people who are faced with death they're not
亲友也不敢谈这件事情
and the friends and relatives try to avoid to talk about it
但是那是一个没有办法逃避的事
but we cannot escape death
另外还有一种反应是什么呢
Another reaction we have
是不甘心
That we are not willing to die
不愿意走
We're not willing to die
我还记得几年以前我在台湾的时候
Few years ago I was in Taiwan
有一次我的一个学生突然有急性的肠炎
And one time one of my students had an infection in the
所以半夜我就把他送到这个 emergency 那边去
And in the middle of the night I took him to the emergency service
那我有机会跟那个医生在那边聊天
And I was talking to the doctor over there
我就问那位 大夫说我说大夫你每天都面对许多的生生死死不晓得你有什么感触
So I said Doctor you see death every day and life every day What is your reaction?
会不会慢慢你没有感觉了呢对于死亡对痛苦
Could it be that later on that you're numb of towards pain and death?
他说有时候会
He said sometimes yes
但是他说我遇到有一个病人那一个病人让我心里面没有办法不痛苦
But I met one patient and this patient Great
让我想到死的力量
and let me think about the power
让我想到人在面对死亡的那种无助
and just to think how helpless we are when
他说那个病人是一个32岁的很年轻的一个太太
this patient was a 32 year old
有两个孩子
woman, two children
那么那一天早上是他的生日所以他骑着脚踏车在中立要赶去那个他住在比较乡下赶到那个中立市里面要买一个生日蛋糕那天计划跟一家人在那边庆祝
and And she rode on a bicycle because that day was her birthday to buy birthday cake in town.
然后快要进城的时候呢
Just before she entered the town,
有一部卡车不小心了就整个人把她、啊、撞了
And a truck ran over her.
送到医院的时候
And when she reached hospital,
已经很危险
She was very weak.
通知她的家人
And they,
她的先生两个孩子
Husband and children.
在那个病床旁边在那边叫妈妈叫太太
And they try to call her at the bedside
那个女人有很强的求生存的意志
She had a strong will to live
但是那个医生措手不及
But the doctor didn't know what to do
那个32岁的女人她说医生我还年轻我还有两个小孩我不愿意走我不愿意
So she said I'm 32 I have two children I don't want to go
那个医生眼泪水流下来
And the doctor cried
第一次他想到这是一个好大的悲剧
First time he thought this is a tragedy
但是有什么办法
What could he do?
生命走到那个尽头就是要去
Yes, when the life reached that end, has to go
他不要去也无可奈何的要去
Even though she didn't want to go, but she had to go
这是第二类的对死的不甘心的
This is the second point of view They are not willing to die
第三种是害怕
The third to face that is afraid
史大林的他的女儿写了一本我的父亲史达林
Stalin's daughter Svetlana Stalin wrote a book
她描写斯大林过世的时候那种情况是怎么样呢
She described the dying scene of her father
她说我父亲死的时候非常的痛苦恐怖
When my father was dying he was dreadful he was suffering and he was horrible
她的女儿是一个相信耶稣基督的人
Svetlana was is a Christian
她说神只让义人死得很安详舒适
And she said that God only left the righteous people to die very peaceful, very comfortable.
很明显他，他的父亲不相信神。
Very obviously,
所以他接下去写了，他说在他吞下最后一口气之前
，So before he swallowed his last breath,
他突然间打开眼睛
，and opened his eyes, suddenly,
用一种很可怕、疯狂、充满了愤怒跟惧怕的那种眼神
，and he used the eyes that were very dreadful, very horrible and desperate.
环视在他床前的每一个人
And he looked at everybody before him.
然后他举起左手
And Stalin raised his left hand.
好像指着天上的一件事情
And just
一件事物
pointed to something in heaven.
用手这样子 好像表明说会咒诅他们那些每一个人
And then he pointed each one like though it would curse all of them.
他的手势充满了恶毒
His hand was flooded with wickedness.
然后他的灵魂就离开他的身体
And then his soul departed from him.
那这个是一个非常可怜跟恐怖的一个面对死亡的一个图画。
This was a very dreadful thing.
许多人因为他们不知道他们要到哪里。
Many people they don't know where they're going.
所以他们害怕。
So therefore they're afraid.
他们逃避。
They want to escape.
他们不甘心。
They're not willing to die.
还有一种反应是什么呢
？What is the other reaction?
求不死。
They want to ask them so they would live
forever.
所以
一个很熟悉的故事就是我们中国历史里面的秦始皇。
And a very familiar story.
他求长生不老药。
This king in Qing Dynasty, he want to have some kind of medicine that he would live forever.
而我们知道，他今天不存在在此。
But we know that he only lived about 50.
还有一些人面对死亡的时候，他求快死。
And a lot some other people when they're faced with death.They want to die quickly.
因为太痛苦了，这个人是。
Because they suffer too much.
所以他们的态度面对死亡，以为是能够解决一切的问题。
So they think they can solve everything.
但是另外有一些人对死亡有不同的看法。
But another group of people have a different point of view towards death.
这些人就是相信这一本书的人。
Those are the people who believe this Bible.
这些人他们相信什么呢
？What do they believe in?
他们面对死亡的时候，他们的态度是什么
？What is their attitude towards death？
我们一起来看一处的圣经。
Let's read one section of the Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Fourth chapter.
我们从第十三章看，第十三节看。
Let's read from 13th verse.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十三节，找到以后，请诸位听我念就好。这一段圣经很清楚地说明了那些相信 这本圣经的人他们对于死亡的看法。
It has very clearly stated those people who believe the Bible, what is their attitude towards death?
第十三节这里说，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神已必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之间，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
We have just read 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18.
哎呀，我很喜欢他这一段圣经里面神对于死亡的所下的一个定义。
I like the definition God gives toward death.
他说，论到那些睡了的人。
As those who have fallen asleep.
哇，实在好美哦。
This is so beautiful.
特别那个是美人的话，那变成睡美人了。
If they're beautiful, you'll be falling sleeping beauty.
我们知道睡着的人还会起来。
You know that those people, if they go to sleep, they'll get up again.
这里神透过保罗在那边提醒我们，那些相信耶稣基督的人。
Here, God through Paul told us, those who believe in Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们从哪里来，我们也知道我们要往哪里。
We know where we come from. We know where we're going.
死亡对基督徒来说只不过是暂时的分离。
And death to Christians is just a temporal separation.
只是睡了。
It's like sleeping.
有一天那位爱我们的主他要再来的时候。
One day, the Lord who loves us will come again.
我们要醒过来。
We'll be awakened.
我们要与我们的主在一起。
And we will be together with our Lord.
所以，圣经里面让我们看见，死亡并不代表绝望、忧伤、痛苦。
Therefore, in the Bible, death does not represent hopelessness or suffering.
死亡反而是一个荣耀、盼望、安息。
So death really represents rest, glory, and hope.
徐志摩有一首诗啊
，A very famous poet said，
再别康桥
，Cambridge，
不大，他在那首诗里面呢
，He said in that poem，
他说，跳跳的我走了
，Very lightly I have gone away，
正如我悄悄的来。
Just lightly like I come here.
我挥挥衣袖。
I just wave my sleeves.
不带走一片云彩。
I will not take away one sliver of cloud.
很飘然的。
Very lightly.
的确，我们也是轻悄悄的来到这个人世，有一天也要轻悄悄的去。
Yes, we come here lightly. We will go there.
但是你怎么看死亡
？How do you look at death?
你怎么看你人生的尽头？
How do you see the picture in your life?
会决定你走的时候是不是那么坦然。
This would decide whether you really walk solidly or not.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us.
人就像野地的草。
We are just like the grass in the field.
早上生长，晚上就枯萎。
Morning they'll grow, in the night they'll wilt.
像野地的花，经风一吹，便归无有。
Just like theflowers in the field after the wind blows.
生命不在我们掌握之中。
We cannot hold on to life.
死亡什么时候临到我们，我们也没有办法。
Whenever death comes, it comes.
但是死亡对基督徒来说不是一个很恐怖的一件事情。
But to Christians speak, the death is not really that dreadful.
死亡是什么？
What is death?
我记得有一个小故事
哈。I remember a story.
有一个年老的基督徒。
A very old Christian.
有一个人来问他说：“嘿，你对于死亡的看法
？”So someone asked him, "What is your outlook for death?"
我觉得他回答的非常的美。
And he had a beautiful answer.
他说：“ 或生或死都是一样。
He said, whether I live, whether I die, it's all the same.
把那个人吓了一跳。
And that person asked the question was,
怎么说呢？
What do you mean?
他说，如果我死的话，
if I die,
我就会跟主同在。
If I die, I'm with Christ.
如果我活着的话呢？
If I live,
现在主就跟我同在。
God is with me now.
啊，我们感谢主。
Praise God, thank God.
这个老年人，
This old man,
他没有屈服在死亡的权柄之下。
He did not buckle down under the power of death.
他透过那已经为他死并且从死里面复活的耶稣基督，能够坦然地面对这件人生必须经过的事。
Because he relied on the power of Jesus Christ who died and raised again for our sake.
基督徒面对死亡的时候，
When Christians are faced with death,
不像一个玩得兴高采烈的小孩子，非要用棍子鞭子赶才舍不得放下他在玩的那个玩具。
And we are not like a spoiled brat who was playing in the field so excitedly, and the mother wants him to come home, have to chase him with a rod.
乃是什么呢？
What are we like?
哎呀，玩厌了，好想回家。
It's like, oh, this is the end of my play. I've got to go home.
我记得我从小学六年级一直到高中毕业，我都住在那个难民营的那个学校里面，我住校。
I remember that I was in the boarding school, in the refugee school.
每个月只回家一次。
And I could only go home once.
最兴奋的是哪一天呢？
What was the most excited day?
就是这个期末考结束了，暑假开始的第一天，好开心要回家了。
And I felt the greatest day was the end of a final examination and the starting of a summer vacation.
基督徒面对死亡的时候就是这种心态。
And as actually Christians, if they face death, they should have this kind of a condition too.
因为要跟主在永永远远在一起。
Because we'll see Christ.
而不是要对那边，哎呀，我还舍不得买，晚一点才放假嘛，好吧，我还要待在那个。
It's not like people say, well, I'm not willing to go. I want to stay here a little longer.
非洲有一些土人基督徒哈。
As you know, in Africa, there are some native Christians.
他们亲友过世的时候。
When their relative died.
他们很少在那边大哭大叫说，哎呀，他们离开了我啊。
Very seldom they cry, they suffer, they shed tears. Oh, they have left me.
哎呀，他们死了，我们永远看不见。
Oh, they died and we can never see them.
他们反而是凯旋的、喜乐的，在那边说什么？
What did they do? Very triumphantly.
他们说，他们到达了。
They have reached.
好像战士凯旋回家一样。
Just like they're coming home.
他们先一步先到达了。
They have reached the destination.
我们为他们高兴啊。
We are very happy for them.
他们身体离开了，但是他是回家与主永远同在。
Even though they have, they died from their body, yet they're with Christ in their spirit.
当然，有一些基督徒遇到这些自己面对死亡或者面对心爱的人离开自己的时候。
But the Christians, when they're faced with death themselves or their loved ones are faced with death,
在情绪上面会有舍不得的那种。
In their emotion, they feel like they're not willing to let their loved one go.
有一个妈妈，她有两个孩子。哥林多前书第十五章，新约圣经246年。哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians 15th chapter。
我们从第50节，请诸位听我念，也是很宝贝的一节圣经，一段圣经。
Very precious verse。
新约圣经246面，哥林多前书第十五章第50节。这里圣经记载，透过保罗，神告诉我们说：“弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的果，必朽坏的；不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你：我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时、眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因为号筒要响，死人要复活。”成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的；这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的；这必死的，既变成不死的。那是经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。55节说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督 得胜。我们赞美主。
We praise God.
很清楚的让我们看见。
Very clearly we see.
我们今天有耶稣基督在我们心中的人。
We have Jesus Christ.